Shalom, shalom to one and all. This is Yoshua, and it is time for Take 10 for Torah Parshas Shlach Edition. Vayas Kalev es ha'am el Moshe, and Kalev silenced the nation el Moshe, literally to Moshe. We are talking about a man, Kalev, who silenced an entire nation in the middle of ruckus, tumult, craziness. The 12 spies went to Eretz Canaan in order to scout out what happened as per Moshe's directive. And what happened was they came back. 10 of them started discouraging the Jewish people and saying, listen, this is a very tough place to go. And we really don't think that we can conquer it. We don't think that it's time. We don't think that we can accomplish this. But Kalev and Yehoshua, the two positive spies, came back and they said, no, stop being afraid. You're right. It could be tough. It could be hard. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow us to conquer it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us. Vayas Kalev. How did Kalev silence the nation to listen to him? As he said, Alo Nale, we will surely ascend. V'yarashnu osan, we will be able to inherit the land. Kiyachol nuchala, because we shall surely overcome it. How did he silence them? So parenthetically, the word Vayas, which is mentioned in Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed, is an onomatopoeia, which I learned about in third grade. I remember a model lesson came in Yeshivat Noam and taught us about these onomatopoeias. Vayas is to silence, because when you silence someone, you'll often go like s-s-s. So if you look at Rav Sadia Gaon, Sforno, Ramban, Rashbam, they all say that Vayas is an onomatopoeia. Very cool. But how did he successfully silence hundreds of thousands of people? So the Sforno says that he only silenced them at the beginning, before they started getting all crazy. Hishtik es ha'am shayu maschilim me'az laseis kolam. That he started to silence them as they were getting a little bit more out of order and a little bit more rowdy. So they were able to hear him. And Bamidbar Rabban Parsha Tes Zion says that no, he made a scene. He literally got up on a chair, on a stool. Amad lo al hasafsal vaya mishatkan v'yomar has v'him shoskin lishmo mimenu. He got up on a safsal, on a stool, on a chair, on a bench, and he starts screaming at them, be quiet, guys. And that's how we got them to be quiet. So that display of courage, that scene that he made, that's what quieted the nation. Rashi, though, says that he employed an element, some form of human psychology, based off of the Gemara and Sota and Lamed Hay. He says that he knew what they wanted to hear. If you look at the Rashi there on the Pasuk, V'chizo bilvad asa lanu ben Amram, he got up and he started saying, is this the only thing that Ben Amram did to us? The Jewish people wanted to hear negative things. They were in a bad mood, and the other 10 spies really discouraged them. So then Kalev got up and he referred to Moshe in a disparaging way. He referred to him as Ben Amram, which wasn't the friendliest way of referencing him. And he said, is this the only thing that he did to us? Hashomei haya savor shebola saper b'gnuso. And whoever heard Kalev about to say that, they thought that he was going to say something to hurt Moshe, to try to make fun of him, to gossip about him. Mitoch shaya belibam al Moshe b'shvil divrei amaraglim. Shatku kulam lishma gnuso. So because they thought that he was going to say something negative about him, they all became quiet. And then right afterwards, he started saying, wow, look at what he did for us. He split valo kara lanu asayam. Did he not split the sea? Vori lanu ashaman, and he got us mun. So he employed some form of human psychology. He knew what they wanted to hear, and he started speaking to them in that manner. And then once he got their attention, he started saying, look at all the wonderful things that he has done for us. So that is how he got their attention. Similarly, the Rashbam says that Shidcham b'chachmaso, that he silenced them with his smarts, with his acumen, with his wisdom. He was able to manipulate them. Many of the Mefarshim explain this in a similar way, that that's how he was able to get their attention. Though it's still a little bit complicated how he was able to silence them. A little bit hard to understand, but he was able to employ that element, that form of psychology. The Ora Chaim says something a little bit different. The pasuk says, "Vayas ha'am, vayas Kalev es ha'am, el Moshe." That Kalev silenced the nation to Moshe. So, what does "to Moshe" mean? Ora Chaim says that it's specifically to Moshe and not to himself. In the words of the Ora Chaim, he says, "Mashtikam el Moshe v'lo l'gzeiraso." He silenced them for Moshe and not for his own personal initiative, for his own personal ambition. This was totally selfless. There was no ego, and people see transparency. People understood that he wasn't there for himself, that he was there to speak the truth. So what Kalev did was he looked at them and he said, excuse me, guys, El Moshe, look at Moshe, realize that you're in front of a king, realize that you're in front of a person of tremendous stature, show him some respect. And because of that courage, because of how he stood up for Moshe, and he reminded everybody that they were standing in front of royalty, as the Or HaChaim says that Moshe is compared to a king, people became quiet for a moment, and they realized that they should chill, that they should stop talking. The Netziv and his Amek Davar, as well as Shadal, say something that's similar to the Or HaChaim. They say that he mentions that in the Gemara and Sota, it describes Yehoshua, the other positive spy, as trying to silence them, but they didn't stop. But they didn't stop talking for Yehoshua. They only stopped talking for Kalev. Why did they stop talking for Kalev and not for Yehoshua? Because Yehoshua was the second in command. They knew that Yehoshua had something to gain from Moshe's leadership, because from going into Eretz Yisrael, because they knew that if they went into Eretz Yisrael, that Yehoshua would take over. So because they thought that that Yehoshua had something to gain from it, they weren't willing to listen to Yehoshua. Rather, they only listened to Kalev because they knew that he was completely altruistic. He had no ulterior motives. His entire goal was for the sake of Moshe, was for the sake of truth, and because of that, that was able to calm them down for a little bit. As the Netziv says, "Mishum hachi chashu she'enu medaber b'shvil ritzon el shel Moshe, Rabban shel Yisrael." They thought that Yehoshua wasn't speaking for the sake of. That Kalev wasn't speaking for his own sake, but rather he was only speaking for the sake of Moshe. Aval Kalev kishadiber hakol hevinu she'inu medaber l'tovas atzmo ki'im el Moshe, that he knew that, they knew that Kalev was only speaking for the sake of Moshe, wasn't speaking for the sake of his own ratzon, for his own will. The Meshe Chachma has a little bit of a different understanding. Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, he writes in Shlach Os Hey, that beforehand, what came right before this entire episode? Eldad and Medad, the two prophets, or the people who were given prophecy in the camp, started walking around and prophesying that Moshe would die and Yehoshua would take over. So what happened? Vayas Kalev Esham El Moshe. That Kalev silenced the nation, El Moshe, specifically about their attachment to Moshe, El Moshe to Moshe, because, says the Meshech Chachma, up until this point, everyone saw the tremendous things that Moshe was doing for the Jewish people, and they thought that it was only because of Moshe. So when Eldad and Medad started prophesying that Moshe would take that Moshe would die and Yehoshua would take them into the land, they thought that none of these things would happen to them in the future. They would never. They would no longer have any type of miracle. They would no longer experience miracles. So they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to lose Moshe. Comes Kalev and he says, "Vayas Kalev Esam El Moshe." He silenced them regarding this inappropriate thought process, thinking that everything stemmed from Moshe. He said, "No. Nothing stemmed from Moshe. It all stemmed from your personal spiritual level. Based off of when Moshe would raise his hands up to the sky, he only did that in order to inspire your own spiritual growth. Because when you had your minds, when you were connected to God, then Moshe was able to have his spiritual strength." And that's also what the Mishnah says, and the way that the Chassidim and also some of the Misnagdim interpret the Mishnah on Abos of Dama Lemala Mimcha. Know what is above is from you. From you, Mamish, that whatever happens above in this world happens because of our own actions. We've been discussing the past couple of weeks. You can look this up in Savas HaRivasha, the Baal Shem Tov, and Kuf Mem Beis. You can also look this up in Nefesh HaChaim of Rav Chaim Volashin, for all the Litvaks out there, in Shar Aleph, Perek Dalid. Now, whatever happens to us is really just because of the things that we do, so, and of our attitudes. So Kalev silenced them regarding our attachment, our inappropriate attachment to Moshe, El Moshe. The Sfas Emes says something a little bit different, but something that's very inspirational. Sfas Emes in Shlach, Maimer, Tafresh Mem Dalid. He says that in reality, the Meraglim were right. Al Piteva, according to nature, we weren't ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. Kalev silenced them, El Moshe, to remind us that the same way that Moshe is above time and space, that Moshe was able to ascend to Har Sinai, we are supposed to become more like Moshe. We are actually supposed to realize that even though, according to nature, we weren't able to enter Eretz Yisrael at that moment, that we had to experience 40 years in the desert and the wilderness, if we became more like Moshe, then Yuchal, then we'd be able to conquer the land. We'd be able to be victorious no matter what the mazel, no matter what the constellations tell us. So he told us we should stop being natural people. It's our job to be above nature. The Noam HaLemach says that that's our entire job in this world. If you look in the end of his Tzatzal Katan, the Noam HaLemach says that the entire goal of mankind, the reason why we were created, was to be Mishaber HaSatava. We want to break nature, we want to be above nature. So if we become above time and space, then we'd be able to enter the land. That is what we are trying to do here. And Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, in his Ber Maim Chaim in Parsha Shalach, says that that's exactly why Kalev said El Moshe. What did he do? He showed us to Moshe. He silenced us by showing us Moshe. El Moshe to Moshe. He said, look at what Moshe is doing. Look at Moshe, what Moshe has done for us. Klomar shehishtik eskulam v'hiram el Moshe. He silenced them by showing them Moshe. Hine advar mo'ela hishtik kulam. And with all these words, he silenced the nation. Ki mi mehem lo ra'as ma'isa Hashem ha'gadol v'anur asher asa yimoyim me'is tesam mitzrayim ad hayom hazeh. Who from that nation hadn't seen the tremendous and the beautiful, the potent miracles that Moshe had performed for them? Stop living in the world of the natural and start looking at everything that God has done for you. Start looking at all the things that Moshe has done for you. He silenced them by reminding them and by telling them to look at all that Moshe had done. El Moshe. It's through that that we are able to see God in our lives. Professor Rosenzweig, I remember he spoke at MTA a bunch of years ago, and he referred to God as the Lord of history, because if we look through history, we're able to see Hashem's interaction and intervention. We're able to see how our mere existence as a nation is nothing short of a miracle, how statistically speaking, it makes no sense that we are still here as a nation, that we are thriving. And listen, so through looking at all of those things, we're able to see God's hand. He's indeed the Lord of history. So what Kalev did was he silenced them by reminding them to look at Moshe. Look at everything that Moshe has brought to us through Moshe. Look at our history, appreciate it, and see God. And the last thing I'd like to mention is something brought to him by the Tolos Yaakov Yosef in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, where he says that El Moshe, he silenced them through his empathy because he genuinely cared for the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody that encompassed and that unified the entire Jewish people. Kalev, in the same way, tried to attach his complete self, El Moshe, to that concept of unity. And through that, he left a roshim, he left an impact, he left some type of real resonance upon the Jewish people. And it was that care and love that made them stop, at least for a short period of time, and made them think about what was going on. May everybody have a beautiful Shabbos, and may we be zocha also to experience the silence of the nation. Zeigebenched.